Ego is individuality springing from the unbounded universality, being. Being like the ocean of life, and ego or I like a wave springing from that individual wave.
Well, the question is there something like a pure ego which is different or distinct from one's normal, one's body or one's senses? Is there something at the center of one's individual existence that can be perceived by itself or recognized throughout one's existence?
Right. See? Senses. We have five senses. Eyes to see and this ears and smell. Each of these senses has a limited channel, sense of sight, and can see. What sees, the sense of sight is the means to see. What actually sees, the subject of seeing, is the I. I see. I think. Mind is an instrument, is a means to think. Through the mind, I think. Mind associated with the sense of sight, I see. What is I? Certainly not the sense of sight, not the mind, but something different from the mind. And what is that? I come to know when the mind ceases to function. And this is transcendental meditation. Mind's activity becomes less and less and less and less and less. And I am the experiencer of the activity of the mind. The activity of the mind, mantra becoming fainter, 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 and it stops. I remains a witness. A witness of what? Witness of nothing other than myself. And that is the real nature of the I. That is pure awareness, pure existence, being. When the I or the ego is not involved in the experience of the relative, when the ego is not involved in the experience of the limited things, then in itself it finds itself to be unbounded, unmanifest, pure existence. And there the ego is located in its essential nature. Mind is no more there. Senses are no more there. What is there is pure existence, and that is the real nature of the ego, the real nature of the I. It's like the silent surface of the deep ocean. It's all widespread ocean without the sign of an individual wave, pure being, like the sap. On the level of the sap, there is no yellow color, there is no green color, there is no hardness, there is no softness, no qualities. It is qualityless. A better word is attribute less, unmanifest sap at the level of oneness of the tree. This different, so many differences, so many distinctions, so many varieties. But on the level of the sap, no yellow, no green, no long, no flat, no nothing, all oneness, unmanifest. Like that, pure being. Unmanifest pure being, That is the nature of the I, real I. Who experiences that? Being itself experiences itself. The mind is no longer an experiencer there, because mind is as long as there is something to think about. And when the faintest impulse of thought has ceased, mind gains the state of being, and that is pure intelligence, unmanifest, pure being. Absolute, we call it, because it is non-relative. Non-relative, absolute. And that is the real nature of the I. Just as in a wave and ocean is a very good example to explain the ego and its essential nature being. Ego is individuality. A wave comes up. What is a wave in its essential nature? Water. What is an ocean in its essential nature? Water. So this water is common in a wave and in an ocean. When it is quiet, free from activity, it's the ocean. When it has expressed itself in single individual units, it's a wave. But the essential nature of the wave, water, is the same as essential nature of the ocean, water. It's the same. Like that, individual life, essential nature of individual life is being. Essential nature of the absolute is being. The essential content is the same, unmanifest being. That is absolute. Unmanifest being is individual, essential nature of the individual. So here, on this level of being, the individual is universal. And how this is gained? By a particular state of nervous system, by a particular style of functioning of the nervous system, the individuality finds its essential nature in the universality. By virtue of the particular functioning of the nervous system, and when I say this, it's easy to understand. Dr. Kanalaga said yesterday, the physiology of an evolving man. These two words, very significant. Three words. Physiology of an evolving man. Man evolves. And as he evolves, his physiology changes. Physical condition, physical structure chemically changes and changes for its functions. The physical changes. Waking state, the physiology is different. Sleep state, different. Dreaming state, different. Fourth state of consciousness, different. That means the functioning of the nervous system keeps on taking different styles. And corresponding to these different styles of the functioning of nervous system, different states of consciousness are gained. A style of nervous system, a particular style of nervous system, produces a state of consciousness where the individual is fully aware of its universal status. The individual is fully aware of the universal status and is able to perform in that awareness of universality, he is able to perform, he is able to perceive. Actions are possible, thinking is possible. So individuality functions on the level of time-space bound conditions, and the same individuality is aware of the unboundedness of being. So universality, individuality, both become a living reality at the same time, and this happens by virtue of a particular style of functioning of the nervous system. The nervous system takes to a particular style of functioning, and this state of consciousness becomes permanently established. And this state of consciousness, where the individual functions in the field of time and space, remaining aware of the unboundedness of his life, this is the most exalted state of human existence. Because the individual is universal and yet an individual, most effective individual, most fulfilled individual is this individual who is acting in the field of time and space within limitations, yet holding his unlimited, unbounded status. This is the possibility of human existence, and that is why the advice is, save the nervous system from being exploited by situations which will restrict the growth of nervous system on this high level. Everything that we do should be to promote this style of nervous of functioning, which will result in that state of nervous system where universality will be lived, unboundedness will be lived in the field of limitations of living. And here, in the realization of this essential nature of the ego or I, is the unboundedness of life. It is a concrete possibility, because the nervous system, human nervous system, is so constructed that it is capable of developing itself to that style of functioning which will make us live universality in our individuality of day-to-day life.